American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The Federal Reserve announced its long-awaited interest rate cut. Here's Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to reduce the degree of policy restraint by lowering our policy interest rate by a half percentage point. This decision reflects our growing confidence that with an appropriate recalibration of our policy stance, strength in the labor market can be maintained in a context of moderate growth and inflation moving sustainably down to 2%.
Fox Business reports the rate cut decision is expected to be the first in a series of moves to lower interest rates. More communication devices reportedly exploded throughout Lebanon today. Here's Fox's Nate Foy.
A Hezbollah official reportedly tells Reuters that it holds Israel accountable for this second round of explosions that happened all across Lebanon today, south of Beirut, including at funerals for Hezbollah fighters who were killed in yesterday's explosions. According to Lebanon's health ministry, at least 9 people have been killed and 300 injured in this newest round of explosions. Today, it's reportedly handheld radios exploding. Yesterday, it was pagers. According to Reuters, Hezbollah purchased the radios about 5 months ago. It's about the same time that they got the pagers that exploded yesterday.
Israel's defense minister declared they are entering a new phase of their war with Hezbollah. This past June, the World Health Organization was unable to pass their pandemic accord, or treaty, as many believe it really is. There was a lot of opposition that got the attention of Congress. Yesterday, leaders on Capitol Hill held a press conference to talk about the treaty. Eli Crane, representative from Arizona, joined Washington Watch and talked about the World Health Organization's goals.
This agreement that we're trying to stop, you know, would give them authority, global authority, in multiple categories of catastrophic events that might happen around the world, from another pandemic to crises, and, you know, immigration, food shortages around the world, cybersecurity attacks.
He said it's not very wise to give a global body governance over your lives.
Tony, you gave a number to the congressional switchboard in your opening. You're not going to be able to call, you know, the WHO and these folks and, you know, list your grievances and your complaints with them. And quite frankly, they wouldn't care anyway. And so that's why it's so important that we keep our sovereignty and the ability to make decisions for how we handle these situations right here within the federal government.
He went on to say that Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg felt the pressure during COVID from the Biden administration to censure Americans. An Ohio mother is concerned that her fifth grader's health class could expose kids to explicit sexual content. Here's a report from AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Kiki Fisher posted a video of herself talking about some of the videos that she says her daughter could have been exposed to had she signed the permission form.
Parents, this video is for you. It is imperative that we pay attention to what is going on in our schools. The permission slip was for her to attend health class. Mind you, she is in fifth grade. It had the syllabus on there and a link to show you what material she will be learning. I did some research and you will be astounded, oh my gosh, blown away by what they are trying to teach my fifth grader.
We can't include sound from the video because of its graphic nature, but it involves the human body and lifestyle choices. Other segments she shared were explicitly describing the functions of the human body.
Mind you, I'm reminding you, the video is for fifth graders. And we on the right are saying that the left is trying to over-sexualize our children. This is exactly what we're talking about. And they want to gaslight us and pretend that it's not happening.
The mother has clarified since she posted this that that particular explicit video is not being shown to the students in the curriculum. However, she says the video is still on the website called amaze.org. The mother is appalled the school would even use a service that has something like that. In its report on this information, Texas Family Project calls it an example of the importance of school choice as public education has become more sexualized.
Luckily, in Ohio, you can opt out. I don't know about other states. You'll have to dig into that further.
The mother indicated she'll be running for school board this next election cycle.
For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.